Today's sales professionals are challenged to establish trusting relationships with the right prospects. They face buyers that choose to self-educate and not engage with a salesperson until they're ready to begin the buying process. With social selling, sales professionals use social networks and digital content to build their professional brand, their company's brand, and create experiences that enable buyers to buy. Welcome to the Linking into Sales podcast, the social selling podcast hosted by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer. Let's start linking into sales.
How about those KPIs?
Oh, KPIs. They stink.
I don't know. You know, you need them.
But you don't want them.
Seen them a lot.
I don't want to see them anymore.
You know what they say? They say it all the time.
Well, shucks. All right. So,
got you tickled there, Greg.
Sure did. Yeah. Thank you. That was good.
Social selling topic.
So, we're going to talk about social selling today. And actually, what we're going to talk about with social selling is KPIs in particular. So, and we're talking about, you know, key performance indicator, not kitchen patrol intrusions or whatever.
Yeah, right.
So, we do need to take in and figure out ways to kind of measure how our performance is with social selling, because management wants to know. They need to know, you know, is social selling actually working, or should you be hitting the phones again?
Are you avoiding cold calls? Are you avoiding being confrontive? Are you avoiding knocking on doors? That's the big thing. And you know, there is some attractive sometimes to justify behaviors that look busy that keep us away from the uncomfortable ones. So I want to state there's a token of a truth in some of the concerns, and we want to separate those out.
Well, I think the main thing with sales management is that they have a hard time measuring what is successful. You know, it's easy with all the systems they have in place. It's very easy to take and measure someone's performance on the phone, right? And then, you know, documenting everything and putting it into the CRM. And then, you know, they can create reports and figure out what's in the pipeline, what's moving through, what's not entering the pipeline, these sort of things. We've figured out how to measure those ways. But now we have this new method of selling, which is social selling, which is not that easy to document. But actually, it's a lot easier than we think. It's just, you know, now we own our social profiles. The company doesn't own the profile any longer. So no company owns your LinkedIn profile. No company owns your Twitter account. No one owns your Facebook account except for you.
So it's a new world. It's, again, the concept of management learning how to surf instead of trying to control the ocean.
Right.
And that's definitely a naturally slightly uncomfortable place to be. But the audit trails are still there. The analytics are still showing up. You know, there's a lot of data there. It's just learning how to aggregate that and understand it.
Yeah, so there's some things that you can take and share with sales management to figure out, you know, if what you are doing on social is actually working. Now, I've actually talked with a couple of folks over the last few weeks that have shared their experiences with social selling. And don't forget, we're going to have the gentleman from Triblio back on as well to kind of talk about his performance. And his sales team, Jeff. Don't forget, we're going to take and bring you back. So,
yay.
And then we're also going to have Kevin Thomas Tully from Sales for Life. He's going to come back as well to talk about some more things about creating a social selling routine. But when you listen to this and you start writing down the KPIs that you can start measuring, these are numbers that sales should be tracking on their own and then possibly sharing with sales management. Okay, these are good things for you to take and look at and measure to determine your performance, because you need to know how you're performing, because we can't be anecdotal in sales anymore, right? It's too easy to track. It's too easy to take and actually go back and look and see whether or not something worked.
Well, get to it. Where are they?
All right, so first one, let's take a look at the first KPI, and we're going to look at specifically the results of your social selling interactions, okay? So we're talking about using LinkedIn and using Twitter primarily. All right. There's Google Plus and there's Facebook and there's a couple other networks you can use.
Good beginning level.
Right.
But B2B.
Let's take a look at LinkedIn specifically here. Okay. So the first one is, how many new first degree connections have you made in the past week? Simple, right? Easy to report. You just go into LinkedIn. You go look through your past your archive messages and the number of invites, the number of connections that have been accepted, and document them. You can write them down to share them and add them into your CRM if you want to.
Or you can use it on a Google Docs, Ledger Sheet, and then track it there.
Correct. Yep. So in that one there, what that is going to indicate is, you know, how are you doing, what is your outreach like? You know, this can be pretty similar to making a cold call, but it really should not be treated like a cold call. Yeah, I cannot tell you how many messages that I get from people to say, "Hi, Greg, it looks like you could be interested in sales lead generations. Thanks. Yeah. What are you telling me about my business?" You know,
right.
So you have not connected with me to pitch me. So the goal for here with your first degree connections is to connect with people, not to pitch them, but to build your network. Right.
And really looking for how you might be able to help them.
Correct.
Never assume you don't have something to offer somebody.
Very true. So next KPI to kind of look at is going to be the number of welcome messages that you sent. All right. So basically what this is, you've made a first degree connection. Did you actually send them a message saying thank you? Thank you. You know, welcome to my network. You know, I really, you know, like that you're interested in this particular stuff. You look at actually review their LinkedIn profile before you actually send them a message.
Yeah.
Right? And leave that message, it's first message you're sending out to them about them.
Did you really teach holography in high school?
Like you?
Yeah.
No.
But, you know, that could be something. Right. I mean, that'd be something you go, son of a gun, they actually read all the way down the page.
Yep. Okay. So the next one, the next KPI to look at, which is a building off of the welcome message, is how many replies did you receive to your welcome message? All right.
Excellent.
So this is actually a good way to, if you're going to test welcome messages to see what gets people to get replies, mm-hmm. what I would do is actually, you know, have your welcome message templates ready to be filled in, all right, and test them. And then which ones get replies, those are the templates you continue to use going forward, and those are the approaches. And when I say template, I don't mean necessarily that you need to have a Word document full up of a whole bunch of templates you're going to use on LinkedIn. Template can also be an approach,
mm-hmm.
all right? So it's like, I'm going to approach this by talking about this person's passion for whatever this topic is, or I'm going to pitch them straight out. I'm just going to pitch them out of the gate.
I like Evernote as a way to keep track of those things.
Sure.
Just want to throw that one in.
Yeah, Evernote is a great tool, absolutely free for you to use. You can also, if you're, you know, companies, you know, a Google company or you're using Google Apps, don't forget, use Google Docs. And then some are still Microsoft Shops, so there's Office 365. You can store that stuff in online too. But, you know, Evernote might be good because you actually can kind of keep that stuff to yourself. So next KPI to kind of look at is, you know, we're looking a little bit further down the process here, is that, you know, how many messages did you send that were asking for a demo, okay, that you wanted to provide a demonstration of your product, whether product or service, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter in this particular case. Whatever, that message that you send that says, hey, I'd like you to check us out, you know, and I'd like to show you how this works, all right? So how many messages did you get from the welcome message into the demo process, okay? So you're kind of seeing how this is building, every step is kind of building on the previous one, okay? So we're getting through what we like to refer to as getting through the micro yeses to get to the macro yes. You're doing everything you can, because social selling is about opening, it's not about closing, right? So what you're going to do is you're going to look at every single process and getting a yes, getting an opening. And every time you get a no, which is a close, then you're going to go back, you're going to try to rework it, figure out what's going to make it an open and make it a yes to get it going forward, okay? So look at how many replies or how many messages you send asking for a demo, and then from that, how many did you get a yes from?
Excellent.
Okay? All right, so that's another KPI. And then, you know, from there, how many, maybe you're setting up messages and you just want to set up an appointment. You know, we have sales development reps who are sitting out there listening to the show. How many connection requests were also matched up with a phone call? Okay, that's a good one. So you connected with somebody online. Was a follow-up phone call made to that particular person? Did you actually have a voice conversation?
You know, there's an interesting idea that Frank Timberlake brought up in our social media management class of really the multimedias. If you can cross different medias like phone and others, how it accelerates
mm-hmm.
the probability of closing.
Yes. And making those multiple touch points, right? Because actually, in the studies that have shown that a prospect requires anywhere from 8 to 12 touches before they actually decide to move forward. Right. So that's something to keep in mind. They've actually shown that if most sales reps actually stop trying after the second interaction. But really, most of them are one after 12.
Great.
All right. So there's a lot of work that a salesperson has to do. This is not an easy job. Right. So, but social selling does kind of, you know, help make this a little bit more interesting. Another KPI to kind of follow to tack on to this is that how many demos were actually made. You know, from all the work that you have done, you know, someone could accept, but did you actually do the demo? You know, so that ratio should be pretty high. Hopefully you have performed that demo. And then from how many demos that you have made, how many proposals did you send? Right? And then from there, how many sales were made? So you see how this kind of flows from made a connection, we've communicated through LinkedIn a little bit, we had a phone call, we set up a demo, we sent the proposal, we got a sale, and we opened up new business. It's pretty simple if you look at the flow. It's very similar to I made a cold call, I struggled to try and get this person back on the phone, they were never available to reach out to me, they don't know who the heck I am. You know, that is like one of the one sales complaints that people hear about all the time, you know, that we hear from sales, is that no one knows who they are.
Good.
Is marketing doing any branding? So classic problems. But social selling allows you to kind of sell yourself along with the company. And these are some KPIs that help you kind of measure that success.
Well, that's a great start.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot more on the KPIs as well, because I think understanding how these KPIs work will actually help sales management understand how to measure that success and grow social selling sales teams to help them be successful as well.
And we really want to know what you find are useful KPIs to work with. What have you seen to get results in others? Yeah. Let us know if you want to be mentioned on the show. But make the comments and let us know what if you found the best. Because indicators in institutions can make or break the system. You know, it can either drive unethical behavior or the right behavior. So it's really important that you understand what are the key indicators. And if you get them too cumbersome, they're just not going to be accurate. That's the key thing. You got to be able to move fast and get results.
Very much so. Yep.
This is Martin Brossman.
And Greg Heyer. And you've been listening to Linking Into Sales, using social media to support the sales cycle. And don't forget to take and leave us a review on iTunes.
And we'll give a call out to you.
And we will definitely give you a call out.
Yeah.
Have a great day.